of the floor. Thank you, Chair.
Bureau Commissaire.
President, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, I'm very pleased to take the floor here at the 73rd Executive Committee dealing with refugees. This is a recurring phenomenon that has an international scope. First of all, I wish to warmly congratulate the Bureau members for the smooth operations of their efforts, and also I wish to congratulate Mr. Grandi for his efforts towards refugees, displaced persons, stateless persons. We endorse the statement made by Chad on behalf of the African Group. Chair, this session is being held against the backdrop of conflict in the world, the health crisis linked to the COVID-19 pandemic, and also discrimination, persecution, and urgent climate impacts. This calls for us to use every mean under the Global Compact on Refugees, which remains vital to provide assistance to refugees and IDPs and migrants to guarantee their rights. We have a long-standing history of hosting refugees, and we are attached to their protection. Migrants are socially integrated and live harmoniously within our Gabonese society without discrimination. We adhere to various instruments for international protection, and also have a specific law on the statute of refugees in Gabon. This is the first act of inclusion of refugees in the country. There are many activities to address the matter of refugees, focusing on finding lasting solutions to the situation, including through economic means. We fully respect non-refoulement and are committed to joint programs such as the joint agenda between the UN and the Gabon, an approach for human security to strengthen prevention, protection, and in Gabon. This cooperation will help us to enhance handling of this population in my country. I am pleased to note here that we have conducted some actions. For example, there's a biometric passport for refugees that is recognized as a reliable means. This has two aims: to guarantee the free movement of refugees safely and to ensure their self-reliance. Likewise, in terms of health, we prohibit all forms of discrimination between refugees and our nationals. We grant to nationals, immigrants, and refugees free access to health throughout the country at the same health cost, free of charge. We also have health insurance for refugees in order to enhance their well-being. To date, those with chronic illnesses have health insurance just as our nationals, and under the same conditions. Progressive efforts are made to address refugees. There's a social survey that will be conducted by the relevant entities that will take place soon. Access to job markets is important, and economic opportunities, including for refugees. And so, with the ministers of the relevant sectors and international partners, we have worked towards a progressive inclusion of the population of concern into the market. The integration of refugees also means we need to help educate their children of school age. The constitution of my country ensures equal participation in education for all. The free and compulsory nature of education for all children from age 3 to 16. We have one of the highest school enrollment rates. With regards to university level education, refugees are registered at the same level as Gabonese students. Given the fragile background in terms of security and other aspects, Gabon historically has provided asylum, and we will continue to endeavor to provide support to refugees in a spirit of solidarity and in line with international cooperation. And this is through cooperation and dialogue at all levels, local, national, regional, and global, to find an effective solution to challenges to taking refugees into account. Thank you for your kind attention.